This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The U.S. military says that humanitarian assistance has been delivered to Gaza after it resumed delivery from the American-built pier to the shore for onward distribution. VOA's Jeff Selden reports.
More than 500 metric tons of aid on Tuesday and another more than 500 metric tons Wednesday. The first deliveries since crossings over the temporary pier were suspended due to bad weather. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says
the good news is that it's on the beach. It's a step closer to getting to the people who need it most.
The United Nations World Food Program, one of the organizations responsible for getting the aid into the hands of Palestinians in Gaza, suspended further delivery after saying its warehouses were struck by rockets late last week.
The WFP, of course, is taking the security measures that they need.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani said on Wednesday that there is a clear and firm call to end the war in Gaza. He said both sides need to be pressured to reach an agreement.
It's frustrating a lot of times. We have seen, the behavior from both parties different occasions being, counterproductive to the efforts.
Qatar has been acting as a mediator between Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and Israel. The United Nations Security Council is likely to vote on Thursday on a British-drafted resolution that demands a halt to siege of Al-Fashir in Sudan's North Darfur region by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Diplomats said this on Wednesday. The draft text seen by Reuters also calls for an immediate halt to the fighting and for de-escalation in and around the city, and the withdrawal of all fighters that threaten the safety and security of